Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. I'm your host, Salvador Manoa. And today I want to talk about this topic of emotional ownership. And if you haven't heard about it, I think this is a concept that I want to really conceptualize. Maybe you have heard it from somewhere else. But anyway, this is a topic that I have been discussing with one of my clients recently. And I thought this is such a great topic and a tool that we can learn, especially when we're transitioning. And so that's why, as I have been preparing myself for a speaking engagement that I'm doing for UNICEF headquarters, I was really thinking about one of these topics like emotional ownership. So I wanted to share some of it here, and also make it a useful tool for you to utilize. So a client of mine was telling me about how she was so frustrated that her partner and herself didn't really make the plans to move in together before the funding crisis started, before everything changed in the humanitarian world, because before that, she had the opportunity to work from home whenever they decided to settle in. And in their case, they wanted to settle in Paris, but he was not prepared to make that kind of commitment. And therefore, he said that we can do it a bit later. And they kept waiting for that decision. And therefore, now, as the funding crisis happened and things have changed, her organization told her that working remotely is no longer an option, right? And therefore she was feeling a lot of frustration and disappointment that if they had moved that decision faster, and if he had made the decision earlier, then she would have moved in and she would have done all the paperwork to get her to work remotely. But now it feels like everything is not going to happen. And she feels frustrated with him and with his decision-making process, and therefore feeling like blaming him and saying all the things of how, because of you, things didn't happen the way I thought it would have happened, right? And this type of situations happen so much, especially in the transitioning where we're maybe discussing with our partners, and we're discussing with our partners in terms of how we want to move and how we want to transition, and they may not agree to this, and then it becomes so easy or even like justified to get back at them, or justify to have a fight with them. And in such cases, we were discussing about emotional ownership. So emotional ownership is when we recognize that our emotions are our responsibility, no matter how we react. Even if we are reacting in ways that feels justified, feels right thing to do, feels everyone would do it, the question always is that how we want to react, right? Just because this is justified, that's just because this is how everyone else would react, is that how we would like to react? Or we want to own our emotions of us being in charge of them, and no matter who behaves how, we still get to decide how we want to react to that. And I know it is one of the challenging things we can do, yet also one of the rewarding and freeing things we can do. And the reason why that is because we no longer give the responsibility for our emotions to someone else, right? We no longer give the remote control of our emotional state to someone else. Instead, we own our own emotions of how we are the one who have created, who have reacted this way. And we are the one who can also change. And most importantly, we are the one who chose to react that way, even though it feels like in the moment that we didn't choose. So I will explain, or I will give you another example from my own experience that I was talking to you recently about how my family, like extended family, feels like they're fully financially dependent on me, and I feel so frustrated that they continue depending on me after so many years of us discussing this and things not moving forward. And now that my mom is in difficult situation health-wise, it just feels like an added problem that I need to deal with, that I really don't want to deal with it, right? So in this moment, when someone else looks at my situation, or many people who look at my situation, they probably feel like, oh, Asel, your reaction to the family members' situation or their dependency is a justified one. You should be frustrated. You should be disappointed at them. You should be angry with them because for so many years they didn't get their shit together, and therefore you still are covering for them. That's probably what many people would have said to me. And that's also how I continued feeling that way over the years. And this has been going on for decades, right? Now, the thing that is so fascinating about this situation that I have is that even though everyone else would react to my situation the way that I kept reacting, which is be feeling frustrated about my family members' behaviors, feeling disappointed that they can't get their thing together, feeling resentful, even though I keep reacting that way, except things didn't change. I kept assigning blame and anger to them. Things didn't change. And the worst part is I didn't do anything else with it. Right? So, in other words, I didn't own my part of the problem. I didn't own, and again, this is not to blame myself, right? But this is to recognize the part of the problem that I was causing, I didn't recognize and I didn't want to recognize. And it took me so long until my husband pointed out to me yesterday, excuse me, when I was for the however many times coming to him and saying, they do this, they do that, they always do this, they always do that. Why am I the one who's always solving this? Why am I the one? And then feeling so much like a victim. And he was telling me that we have been over this all the time. We have talked about this over and over again. Things don't change. Things don't seem to change. But the other thing is, we keep having the same conversation over and over again. You keep feeling this way over and over again, and nothing is changing. And then I realized that all this time, I hadn't recognized my part of the problem. I hadn't recognized my expectations. I hadn't recognized how I have actually contributed to, possibly even created conditions for me keep feeling this way, keep feeling frustrated, resentful, disappointed, and at the same time not do anything about it. But consider if we had owned my part of the share, part of the problem, if I had owned my own emotions, and if I had owned my emotions to say, okay, the reason why am I frustrated is not that they are not doing the thing, even though I'm frustrated about that for sure. But the part that I was frustrated about is that I kept doing the same mistake over and over again. But if I had owned my own emotions and said, okay, why am I creating this emotion all the time? Or why am I continuing to play this game of, not really a game, but right? Why do I keep playing this part of keep solving their problems and then keep expecting them to change and then they don't change and then keep blaming them and then keep feeling frustrated? Why am I doing that? Right? If I had owned my emotions to understand that my emotions of frustration is not really coming from them, even though it would have been so easy to assign the blame to them, but it is coming from me, keep expecting things that they can deliver on and keep doing things that I don't want to do and keep not setting any boundaries or any rules. And then keep feeling frustrated and feeling a victim of. Right? So in that moment, to recognize, oh, wait a minute. I have all these emotions about the situation. Those emotions are coming because I have these expectations. These expectations can't be met by them because they're not the way how they act. They're not, it's not the way how they do things. It's the way that I expect them to do things, but that's not how they do things. So therefore, instead of keep expecting things from them and keep not getting it and then keep feeling frustrated, what I should have learned decades ago is that no, by keep doing this, keep helping them, keep solving the problems for them, what I am really doing is creating conditions for them to feel dependent, for them not to feel their responsibility, and for myself feel resentful all of the time. And that's not the condition I want to be setting, I want to be creating. And therefore, my emotional ownership would have helped me understand that these emotions that I'm experiencing is because of my expectations. And because my expectations can't always be met, or most of the time can't be met, therefore, I need to find another solution. Right? So I was telling my client the same way. I was telling her that the reason why she's frustrated is not because of his decision making, because she probably knows how he makes decisions, right? The way that I understood that he makes decisions in a way that is not that is not rushed, in a way that is thinking things from different perspectives, thinking things thoroughly, and all of those things. And he does things in a way that takes time. And she knew that about him, right? And despite knowing this about him, she had the expectation that he should have done things differently. But again, just because she expects things to be done differently doesn't mean that's how it's going to happen. And especially with people that we know and we love, probably we know them well by now to understand that they function in a way that is not how we function. Therefore, owning these emotions, right? The frustration and the disappointment and anger, all of those emotions needs to, like, we need to understand that they're coming from our own expectation of how we want the other people to be. Excuse me. But that's not how other people are. And accepting that is part of the emotional ownership. Accepting that this was my expectation, the expectation was not that met by this person, and therefore I'm having this reaction to my expectation, right? I had my expectation that my partner made a decision very fast so that we make certain things happen, and that didn't happen, and therefore I am mad or I am angry. So therefore I'm not angry with the other person, I'm actually angry with my expectations not being met. Therefore, what am I now going to do about it? Right? Because keep being angry at the partner may not change situation. Keep being angry at ourselves for not doing anything may not change the situation. But what may change the situation is to recognize, wait a minute, my emotions are my responsibility. I am in charge of what to do next in terms of, do I want to keep having the same emotional reaction next time when the partner does not make the decision in the faster manner, the way that I expect him to? And if not, then what am I going to do? Am I going to have the same emotional reaction or not? That is what the emotional ownership is. Emotional ownership is when we don't choose to blame someone else because we know the reason why we're experiencing this feeling is because of what we thought was how things were going and things didn't go that way. Now, does that mean that we will never be angry or we will never be mad at someone else? No, it doesn't, right? It doesn't mean that we would never express our anger with the other person. We will never, I don't know, say things the way that how we feel, or we will not feel any disappointment anymore. We will, it doesn't mean that, but it simply means that when this scenario happens, like let's say my client's example again, right? Then when that scenario happens where the partner didn't make the decision in the time frame that we agreed, or in the time frame that we thought it would happen, and then that didn't happen, then the way that we may express is, I'm feeling frustrated because I had this expectation that you would follow through the agreement that we had. And now that you didn't follow through the agreement, or you didn't keep the promise that you have made about making this decision, now I feel frustrated about the situation. Or I feel frustrated that my expectation of you making a decision was not met, and I feel frustrated about it. So what can we do about it? Right? So you can see the difference between my expectation was not met versus it's your fault because of you. How dare you? You always do this. Why do you do this? Then we go to a very different lane of conversation versus this is what I had expected. This is what we agreed on. And this is what you didn't deliver. And therefore, I am feeling this way. And I'm owning my feelings of why I'm having these feelings. I'm also owning that by blaming you, I may not achieve anything. And I don't want to be that person who does that anyway. Therefore, this is where what my truth is, and how are we going to solve it? Right? And the more we start realizing that we are in charge of our own emotions, and other people, even if the way they behave don't need to cause the emotions that we usually experience, then we start realizing, oh, we have the freedom to react whichever the way we want to. And the more we start reacting the way we want to, the more freedom we experience to know that other people don't need to be in charge of our emotions. Similarly, we don't need to be in charge of their emotions either. Right? So, in other words, that even if I am telling my truth of, let's say that I don't want, I don't know, let's say a new situation, right? I don't want to hide my truth about this political opinion, let's say. I want to say things the way they are, even if there is a risk this will hurt someone else's feelings. But knowing that the other person is in charge of their own emotions, and knowing that I want to be truthful with myself and with the other person, I may still express how I see this political situation. Or if I take my family example, right? The way that emotional ownership works as well is that, let's say that my family member kept wanting to ask for more money, or wanting to ask to solve certain problems, even when I said no. Even when I said, this is enough, I did my part, I'm no longer doing this. Even when I did that, they keep asking. And then it would be easy, or for many people, it would be very easy to say yes to that, or to give in, or to say, oh my God, if I don't give this time, they will be really upset and frustrated or sad or hurt by me, right? But recognizing that they are in charge of their own emotions, and no matter what I say, even if I say no and they are hurt, then it is on them. Right? Knowing that they are in charge of their own emotions, of even if I behave this way, or even if I say why no, or I'm standing by my decision to say no, and they feel struggling and they feel hurt and they feel like, well, if she has all the money anyway, she could have helped us, she could have da da da, whatever it is. Those struggles and emotional reactions are on them. And the more we recognize that, the more we feel the freedom to stand by our decisions and choices, and equally knowing that other people do that as well, and accepting that other people get to behave the way they want to based on how they feel, and we get to behave the way we want to based on how we feel. But we also know that our emotions depend on us, our reactions depend on us, and their reaction depend on themselves. So, my dears, I hope that this episode was useful for you to really get to the nitty-gritties of understanding how your emotions are governing you currently, what emotions they are, and most importantly, how much of it you're owning, or how much of it you are just assigning to someone else and saying, well, because of this person, because of the situation, because of this crisis, I am feeling this way, which will make you feel very powerless, versus taking the remote control of your own emotions and saying, okay, I'm the one who is reacting this way. I'm the one who is choosing to react this way because of my expectations. And I get to decide whether I keep having these expectations or I keep having different ones depending on what I know to be true about that person versus me projecting my own idea of how the other person should be. And the more we do that, the more emotional freedom we'll experience because we finally get to not only feel whatever we're feeling, but also knowing why we're feeling what we're feeling. And then what we're going to do about it instead of going the lane of blaming others, having conflict with others, or keep expecting things from others that we know cannot be met anyway. If you would like to work on this, I would love to work with you individually. And you can go to my website, aselromanova.com, and book your call. And I would love to get you on a consult to talk about how we can best work together to create amazing results of transitioning and learning the skills of emotional ownership that will help you get so much freedom within so you can keep going for what you want. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you soon.